Long prayers. How many things do you think about during the 5 minute plus long sermon prayers that you hear in church? I try not to, but I'm guilty of long prayers, long praying. We pastors love to hear ourselves speak. That's really kind of it. Sometimes we get on a roll during the pastoral prayer and we turn it into a sermon meant to direct the people into what we think and do instead of talking to God. So what is it about me, or really any preacher, that makes me think that saying it is better than anyone else saying it out loud, silently? What is it about anyone thinking that the pastor's prayers are necessary for church to be church? Maybe we kind of think that, don't we? Jesus spoke with disdain in today's reading about the scribes who walk around with the long robes and demand respect in the marketplace and then pray long prayers just to hear themselves speak. Here's some Bible trivia for you. The amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, the Joseph one, really, the translation is incorrect in the Bible. That happens sometimes, and Andrew Lloyd Webber got it incorrect. It's still very colorful, but it really means long robe with sleeves. This is a long robe with sleeves. If I wore this around town and strolled through and demanded respect, it would be the same kind of thing. Pastors wear long robes with sleeves. In Jewish tradition, the robes have fringe that hang off of it, called tzitzit. It also is something that demands respect, but it's what the woman wanted to touch the hem of Jesus' garment to be healed. It was the tzitzit. Jesus wore a long robe with sleeves. There's a difference between putting on this long robe with sleeves in humility and humbleness and strolling through the marketplace and saying, "Look at me, listen to me, I am important." Jesus spoke with disdain about that way. And then, in the reading, there's another thing. Jesus used a little bit of disdain and maybe a little bit of defiance here. He talked about a widow who, out of her poverty, offered all she had to the temple treasury. She did nothing for appearance. Instead, she offered what she had out of love. Is there more to that? Yep, there's more to that. We'll get to it. And also, I think that today, instead of praying out loud a long prayer for all to hear, we're going to spend a little extra time praying silently. And then we'll say the Lord's Prayer together. And all our prayers will be heard, same as they ever are. So while we're thinking about that, let's talk about the widow and her offering. Maybe a few more questions to contemplate. What's important in life? And how often do we let money and resources consume our thoughts and our actions? And how often do we live out of the belief that the most important thing there is to be approved of by others? I know, intellectually, we're not going to say that, but don't we live that way, seeking approval? Here's the Pharisees. In some ways, seeking approval, God's approval, but they'd lost their direction. You know, the Pharisees were not bad people. They weren't awful at all. They'd just gotten so full of following the rules that they had made to be their source of pride. They forgot the two most important rules, They ruled their way out of enforcement. I mean, they couldn't. Jesus called out the way the scribes and the Pharisees prayed and paraded around. And of course, that's not all. He called out how they were not only marginalizing, but also exploiting the powerless in society. That's where he told about the widow who didn't fit into their "this is how God wants it" mold. She didn't have money. She couldn't afford the temple tax. She didn't have status. She didn't have the right clothes. She had almost nothing, and even out of that, she gave all she had. And we hear it in stewardship time always. It's to talk about that there is an abundance of gifts, talents, and in finances among us, and that's true. But Jesus wasn't talking about abundance as it related to the widow. He was talking about giving with a heart of generosity. He was talking about giving from a place of powerlessness too, though. He was making a point, talking about giving as an act of defiance. Usually in church, if we're going to have an act of defiance when it comes to the offering, it's the opposite. I don't like what's going on, so I'm going to cut my offering. This is my defiance. This is my power. I'm going to make change happen in the church with my pocketbook. I mean, that is the capitalistic way, right? Church is not capitalism, but that's how we live. I don't like what that store is doing, so I'm not going to shop there. Boycotts are effective because people stop buying certain products. Not all boycotts are effective, because sometimes a boycott, you know, three people are boycotting and 7 million are not. That happens too. But this wasn't about a boycott and the widow saying, I'm not going to give because I don't have anything. She did the opposite. Out of defiance, she gave and said, I'm giving everything. And guess what, church? Your job is to take care of me, because that's what the scriptures say. Take care of the widows and the orphans. I'm giving all I have. Come on, do what you do. That's defiance. That's power. That's beautiful. Stewardship is about giving generously to God. It isn't about getting or giving approval or disapproval. It isn't about status, and really it isn't about power. But what if our giving was about defiance and saying, God, you said you're going to take care of me, so I'm going to give and I'm going to expect. Is that too much? Is that more like the prosperity gospel? Give enough so that you will have wealth? No, it's not prosperity like that. It's, I'm going to give because I know this is what we are called to do together, and then we are called to take care of one another. Not getting a jet, not having the finest cars or moving into the million-dollar house. You know, in 40 years, if I'm preaching this sermon, I won't be able to say a million-dollar house, because that will be the standard, you know? That will be the little house. Giving is about generosity, and it's about care. Giving is about worship. The widow gave and said, Church, I am giving all that I have, and now we are called to care for one another, attending to one another. Giving is about attending one another, and it's about knowing this. Giving makes a difference. It's not just in the ability for a church to pay off the bills. It is that. It's not just in the amount of money we give to benevolence, and it is that. It's not just in being able to keep up the building, and it is that. Giving makes a difference in the life of the giver. Just like praying makes a difference in the life of the prayer. When we give from a place of generosity, care, worship, our giving is beyond valuable. On this global scale, not just in the paying the bills scale. When we give of ourselves to something beyond ourselves, it's beyond valuable. We give and we attend to one another. Giving isn't about earning God's love. It doesn't matter what your attitude is when you give or not give when it comes to God's love. That's present for you. If you give out of defiance, if you give, don't give out of defiance, if you give because you want to gain power, if you give because you want to look better than your neighbor, God still loves you. Always. You can't get God's love. You can't lose God's love. You can't give enough. You can't pray enough. You can't work enough or do anything enough to get God's love. And you can't do anything not enough to lose it. But any of us can lose our direction. We can lose our focus. we just don't have to. We can always live with an attitude that says, what shall we bring to God? And not, what shall we bring? What shall we bring? Let's imagine the impossible. What shall we bring? How do we attend to one another? How do we do this together? What we do together, what we do individually, but what we do is valuable. What we give is valuable. When we give in generosity, care, and worship, it's valuable. And our generosity, our care, our worship make a difference. They make a difference in our lives. They make a difference in the lives of others. They make a difference in the life of St. Paul's United Church of Christ. How we live, how we give, really, they make a difference in everything. All over, whenever, wherever. Amen.